over 4 decades, one local jewelry store has quietly held a town's most meaningful moments, engagements, anniversaries, milestones. Founded in 1980, K. John's Jewelers became more than a place to buy jewelry. It became a place built on trust. 20 years later, a young woman would walk through the doors as an employee, learning from the jewelers who shaped the store and who would one day trust her to carry it forward. In 2020, alongside her husband, Lindsay Jane accepted that responsibility, not to change what people loved, but to honor it. For years, the cases reflected many voices, designers, friends, partners, but quietly one vision was taking shape. Decades of experience, 12 national design awards, a body of work that had been waiting. And soon, the cases will speak differently. More focused, more intentional, more personal. Something new is coming, and it's been here all along. Lindsay Jane, luxury jewelry and design from the heart.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Dan Beyer.
France is on to the World Cup semifinals with a 2-0 win over Morocco on Thursday. Kylian Mbappe and Ousmane Dembele scored for the French. Mbappe was seen with an ice pack on his ankle after the match, says he's going to be all good for the semifinals. We don't know who they're going to face in the semifinals yet. Spain and Belgium, Friday, 3 o'clock Eastern Time from Los Angeles. More than 33 million people in the U.S. watched Monday's round of 16 match featuring the Americans and Belgium. It's the most watched soccer match in U.S. television viewing history. In baseball, Giants topped the Rockies. Rockies 8-2, Diamondbacks 3-1 winners against the Padres, while the Phillies took care of the Reds 1-0. Brewers over the Cards 8-4, Rangers 7, Angels 6, and the Marlins doubled up the Mariners by a count of 8-4. The Dodgers will visit the White House on Thursday, July 23rd. In the WNBA, without Caitlin Clark, the Fever beat the Mercury 92-89. Aces took care of Portland 88-80. Asia Wilson 32 points, 10 rebounds in the Vegas victory. I'm Dan Pyer.
Summer in Paso is beautiful, but it can wear you out. This July, Spa Allegretto is offering a complimentary Arnica peppermint foot treatment with any spa service. Cool, soothing, and designed to refresh you from the ground up. Nestled at Allegretto Vineyard Resort, it's the perfect summer escape right here on the Central Coast. Call 805-369-2524 or visit AllegrettoVineyardResort.com to reserve your appointment.
The California Mid-State Fair in Paso Robles is proud to present 15-time ACM and CMA Group of the Year, Old Dominion. July 15th, the California Mid-State Fair presents Old Dominion with special guests Dasha and Annie Bosco. Tickets on sale now, midstatefair.com. One incredible night of country music you don't want to miss.
If you need a great, easy place for lunch, try the Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood. There is plenty of parking, and it's just a couple minutes from downtown Paso. Some of the locals' favorites, grilled prawn cob salad, cowboy Cuban with brisket and pulled pork, smash burger with two patties, the very popular beer-battered fish and chips, and shrimp tacos. Great lunch and easy parking, and the patio is pet-friendly. The Spirit of Paso Robles, right in the middle of River Oaks Golf Course.
Right now at D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles, Wrangler Cowboy Cut Jeans, just $29.95. Wrangler men's and women's Western shirts, 15% off. 15% off Carhartt jackets. And at D&J, you'll find everything you need for camping under the stars, as well as snake-proof gaiters and UPF sun protection clothing. Plus, gift certificates and special orders are always welcome. D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Friday, July 10th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Cambria CSD receives last-minute funding for skate park. City of Atascadero announces appointment of new fire chief. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 90s. It's 63 degrees.
This hour, the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. The Cambria Community Services District met up on Thursday to discuss closing a funding gap for the skate park project. The project has gone through 5 years of discussion, but just as it seemed to cross the finish line, the district was short on funds. The CSD voted to receive bids in April 2026 and received two complete bids from J.J. Fisher Construction and Newton Construction Management. The approximate budget with an estimated contingency for the skate park was $1.4 to $1.6 million. CSD's available funds was calculated to be only about $1.1 million. Staff presented the board with three options during yesterday's meeting, each with their own pros and cons. Options included using district funds to cover the shortfall, restarting fundraising and rebid at a future date, or requesting a bid extension. During the meeting, however, Dick Clark, director and former president and treasurer of Cambria Community Council, announced that the nonprofit will provide the funds necessary to fill the gap. Caltrans announced there will be full overnight ramp closures throughout San Luis Obispo County beginning Monday, July 13th. Closures will take place at various days at different ramps along Highway 1 and the 101 from 7:30 p.m. to 7 a.m. Locations include Cayucas Drive north and southbound off-ramps, off-ramps to Highway 41 along Highway 1, Morbay Boulevard north and southbound off-ramps, and more. Messages and directional signs will be posted to keep travelers in advance of ramp closures. All work is expected to be completed by August 7th. City of Atascadero announces appointment of new fire chief. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:11. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:12. The City of Atascadero has appointed a new fire chief. Current Chief Casey Bryson will retire in September after more than 26 years of dedicated service to Atascadero and serving as fire chief since 2017. An internal recruitment process was conducted to identify the department's next leader. Battalion Chief David J. Vanson has been selected and will assume role of fire chief on September 19th following council confirmation. Vanson started his fire career with the Santa Barbara County Hotshot Crew. After working for three fire seasons, he joined the U.S. Air Force and has served as a battalion chief and captain in Montana. He joined Atascadero Fire in 2021. Chief Vanson said, quote, "I'm truly honored to step into this role and sincerely thank the City Council and City Manager Lewis for trusting me to continue leading Atascadero Fire and Emergency Services." Phase 2 of the Creston Corridor Improvements Project is set to begin Monday, July 13th, with utility investigation. This part of the project is also divided into two phases. Phase A is the roundabout at Rolling Hills, expected to be completed in summer 2028. Phase B is roadwork from Melody to Niblick, expected to finish fall 2027. Parts of Rolling Hills Road will be closed to through traffic for the duration of the project. Traffic control will be in place on Creston Road from Orchard to Niblick as well. Paso Robles Public Works also anticipates Monday to be the completion date for the Sherwood Pickleball Court Complex. This includes the addition of 7 pickleball courts, prefabricated shade structures, new restrooms, a parking lot, and retention basins on Scott Street. Enjoy both food truck weekends and a concert in the park at the Atascadero Lake Bandstand this weekend. Mary's Cuisine will be the feature food truck around the lake park both Saturday and Sunday. Saturday night's concert will be from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. and will feature Ghost Monster with feel-good rock music from all eras. Concerts are free to attend. San Luis Obispo police arrested a suspected DUI driver after responding to a head-on collision in the city Wednesday night. The incident occurred at about 10:45 p.m. at the intersection of Carmel Street and Marsh Street in San Luis Obispo. Police say the driver of a Ford pickup truck was driving the wrong way on Marsh Street and he collided with a Chevrolet pickup truck while attempting to make a left turn. The driver of the Chevrolet sustained minor injuries. The Ford driver was arrested on suspicion of DUI. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Giants beat the Rockies 8-2, the Diamondbacks over the Padres 3-1, the Rangers beat the Angels 7-6, the Tigers over the Athletics 4-1, the Yankees beat the Rays 12-4. Tonight, the The Giants will face the Rockies. The Padres will go against the Blue Jays. The Dodgers will face the Diamondbacks. The Angels will go against the Twins. The Athletics will go against the White Sox. The Yankees will face the Nationals. In California news, Governor Gavin Newsom spoke on the recent resignation of Maine Senate candidate Graham Plattner. Newsom said, quote, "Clearly there wasn't enough vetting done. So that's by definition table stakes in this conversation." Plattner resigned earlier this week after allegations from a former partner that said that Plattner sexually assaulted her had surfaced. Newsom's office also announced the governor had signed AB 126, increasing funding for K-12 special education in the state by $2.4 billion, a 43% increase from the prior year. A man from Idaho visiting family in Northern California narrowly survived two rattlesnake bites. The incident occurred on May 26th in Oroville. He discovered that he had been bitten twice by a rattlesnake when he was stepping outside in his parents' backyard to check on a water line. He spent 12 days hospitalized and received 54 doses of antivenom. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:16.
This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. Natural sweeteners are becoming increasingly popular as consumers look for more healthy, sugar-free options. Dr. Matt DeLeo with LO Life Systems says molecular farming offers a new way to more efficiently produce these plant-based sweeteners at scale.
People want food that's delicious. They want it to be healthy. They want it to be natural. They want to be able to feel good about what they're putting in their bodies and giving to their families. And then one of the first specific things you'll hear after that is they want to eat less sugar. And there's been estimates that it causes approaching $1 trillion in unnecessary medical expenses every year because we're just consuming this substance that tastes great. And then what we learned is that there's this whole area of natural sweeteners where there are these molecules that are made by a number of different plant species that actually they bind to the sweet receptors on your taste buds. And they trigger that sweet sensation, but they don't have calories. You know, our ears perked up. We're like, okay, well, here's some plant-based sources of chemicals that could really solve this major consumer need, right? People want sweet things, but they don't want to have so much sugar that they're putting in their bodies. And the more that we learned about this, we realized that there's, you know, kind of a unique opportunity to do this molecular farming.
By molecular farming, he means that through genetics, we can grow the molecule for that natural sweetener in established cropping systems.
Get ready to bid on the equipment you need in the Ritchie Brothers Unreserved California Regional Auction happening August 5th. Inventory is housed at Ritchie Brothers Los Angeles, Sacramento, and Tulare locations with in-person inspections available. Choose from agriculture equipment, earth-moving equipment, compact construction equipment, and heavy transportation. Don't miss this great opportunity. Visit rbauction.com/Los Angeles to sign up. That's rbauction.com/Los Angeles.
Livestock producers, Western Video Markets big summer sale is July 13th through the 15th, broadcast live from the Silver Legacy Casino Resort in Reno, Nevada. Don't miss three exciting days featuring more than 110,000 head of feeder cattle, nearly 6,000 feeder lambs, and approximately 2,000 head of breeding stock, including the complete fall calving Faith Ranch dispersion out of Central California. Watch the sale live, view the catalog, or register as a buyer today at WVMCattle.com.
This is Tim Hamrich with the Farm of the Future report brought to you by the Ag Information Network.
The Taylor Ranch has a new bison harvest in and it's selling fast. I'm Susanna Luthi, host of KPRL's Free Talk California and rancher. I want our community to thrive one plate of bison at a time. We've got new offerings like spicy bison sausage and a bison club that keeps you and meat all year long and gives special perks like a ranch bison safari. Bison transports you back 100 years when meat was what nature intended. Wild, wildly nutritious, and so very delicious. Order now at Taylor Ranch 1868.
The Estrella Warbirds Museum and Woodland Auto Display is open with new cars to see and so much wonderful history and fun. Aviation artifacts and memorabilia and the flight simulator is so realistic and entertaining for all. The Estrella Warbirds and Woodland Auto Display on Dry Creek Road in Paso Robles off of Airport Road. Open Thursday through Sunday, 10 to 4.
KPRL News continues at 8:19. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. After months of discussions with agricultural leaders and community members, the California Department of Fish and Wildlife awarded $2 million to organizations supporting efforts to reduce wolf livestock conflicts. The funding includes $1.1 million to the California Farm Bureau's California Bountiful Foundation to reimburse producers who have suffered a confirmed or probable wolf attack on livestock. The other organizations receiving funding, Sierra Valley Resource Conservation District, Honey Lake Valley Resource Conservation District, and Working Circle, will use the remaining funds to assist in relevant outreach and education. We have heard clearly from ranchers how hard the return of wolves has been on their livelihoods, not just financially, but in the day-to-day mental and physical toll of managing this animal, CDFW Director Megan Hurdle said in a statement. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Friday morning. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to K. John's Jewelry Company in Atascadero. One designer, one vision, Lindsay Jane. Sunny skies today with highs in the upper 90s, northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows in the upper 50s, northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow, highs in the low 90s, southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Sunday and Monday, sunny skies Tuesday through Friday next week. Low 90s Sunday and Monday, mid-90s on Tuesday, 100 on Wednesday, upper 90s on Thursday, 89 a week from today. Currently, it is 64 degrees and partly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather was brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to K. John's Jewelry Company. Luxury jewelry designs from the heart by Lindsay Jane. KPRL News Time is 8:22.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
This morning, Delta Airlines reported a better-than-expected quarter. It raised ticket prices to cover higher fuel costs, but demand is holding up. SK Hynix, supplier of Apple, Dell, and artificial intelligence data centers with memory chips, goes public today on the NASDAQ. It's based in South Korea, though it's difficult for U.S. investors to access the shares trading there. Both Volkswagen and BMW are reporting their sales slumped in China in recent months. Car companies are facing intense competition in China from domestic brands. Crude oil futures are trading in a range following reports the U.S. is still holding technical talks with Iran. Brent crude at $76 a barrel, West Texas Intermediate at $71. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosolda. Invested in you.
Andy Ortiz, when I lost my mom, she was only 46. And I lost my dad to cancer. It was the worst pain I ever felt. It made me think, what will happen with the people I love when my time is up? That's why I have life insurance. Ethos makes it easy. You sort online, take about 10 minutes, and you can get up to $3 million in coverage.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/save. That's ethos.com/save. Paid testimonial. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Hello, KPRL listeners. This is Aaron Hunt at Shadow Run Vineyards, inviting you to take a drive in the countryside, out to Creston, and taste wine at our ranch, vineyard, and winery. Shadow Run is located on La Ponza Road between the 41 and 58. We're open Friday through Sunday, 11 to 5, no appointment required. Mention KPRL for a free tasting with the winemaker for you and your party. Hope to see you soon.
Hey, this is Linda from Steve Schmidt Topsoil. We've been your family-owned and operated neighborhood landscape materials yard for over 40 years, and we invite you to come let us help you with your do-it-yourself landscape projects. Our friendly staff is ready to assist you with design ideas to create the yard of your dreams. Come see us at Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101 on Ramada in Paso Robles.
Lint Patrol specializes in dryer vent cleaning. You can trust Dylan with Lint Patrol to keep your vents clean and safe, and this helps your dryer run more efficiently and reduces the risk of a house fire. Dylan has over 6 years of appliance preventative maintenance experience and is knowledgeable in all things appliance care. This is an affordable, simple way to help protect your home. Contact Dylan today at 805-975-5176 or visit lintpatrolca.com.
All righty, coming up this afternoon, 12:30 till 2, Darsha and Kenny on Sound Off. Open Mic Friday tomorrow morning. Now, after the July 4th weekend and the specials, things are back to normal. That means Pure Country starting at 6:05. Diane will be in, wheeling and dealing on the country store. Jimmy's here, helping make sure your vehicles run just the way they should. And Gary Brill on the jukebox. That's all this Saturday here on The Right Choice.
Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in Paso Robles is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week. That means you can treat yourself to some of the best Chinese food around any day or every day of the week. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in the Albertson Center on Niblick Road in Paso Robles. Dine in or for takeout or delivery. Call 805-238-9229. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant, 238-9229. Open every day.
Mid-State Precious Metals is open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Atascadero, across from the movie theater. If you're looking for an appraisal or quote on your gold or silver, go see Ron at Mid-State Precious Metals for a free quote. With gold and silver at an all-time high, this is the time. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast, and they can walk you through the steps to buy and sell with no commitment. Check them out at MidStatePreciousMetals.com or stop by anytime in Atascadero, Tuesday through Friday.
Chronicles of the West on KPRL is brought to you by Mid-State Precious Metals near the movie theater in Atascadero, one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. MidStatePreciousMetals.com, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. In the Old West, bad guys were sent to the reward as often by the average citizen as through the legal system. And as with the bad guy in today's story, the legal system often showed its appreciation. Brown was born on July 6, 1831, in Texas, where he was supposed to have killed his first man. Then he went on to the gold fields of California, where he killed two South Americans and a third as a member of the posse that pursued him. Evidently, South Americans didn't count for much because he only received a five-year sentence. After getting out, Mr. Brown went to the Comstock country of Nevada. In the winter of 1859, he shot one man and knifed another. Looking for more notches for his gun, Mr. Brown joined Major Ormsby and his volunteers in his attack against the Paiutes. This event was called the Pyramid Lake War. In the Pyramid Lake War, the volunteers were decimated, and Mr. Brown barely escaped with his life. After that fiasco, Mr. Brown decided to leave Indians alone. Once again, he knifed a man, casually going to sleep next to the man as life flowed from his body. By now, Mr. Brown had killed more than 17 men. On his 30th birthday, July 6, 1861, he decided to have another man for dinner, a phrase he coined for killing someone. The man was Henry Van Sickle, but before Mr. Brown was able to accomplish this feat, Van Sickle got a shotgun and started chasing Mr. Brown around Genoa, Nevada. Finally, Van Sickle caught up with Mr. Brown and removed his head with two blasts. Van Sickle was arrested and brought to trial. The jury deliberated and brought forward the following verdict. Mr. Brown has come to his death from a just dispensation of an all-wise providence. You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty. That's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 0219-9910.
Are you prepared? Uncle Ed's Outfitters is offering basic to advanced training. They are licensed CPRA, NRA, USCCA, and offer specialty classes in firearms assembly and maintenance courses. It's good to own a firearm, but it's a perishable skill, and you need to be prepared to use it. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Find us at AtascaderoGunShop.com. Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero on South El Camino Real in the Oaks Plaza.
Do you use propane for your home or business? Family-owned and operated, Delta Liquid Energy has provided local area residents with dependable and courteous propane service since 1936. From home heating and cooking to powering your irrigation engine pump or forklift, propane can do it all. Don't forget their location. Paso Robles refills propane bottles of all sizes Monday through Friday and has a dump station for your RV. Learn more. Call Delta Liquid Energy, 805-239-0616, or go online, DeltaLiquidEnergy.com.
Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services, serving the North and South Counties. Call 805-460-0650. The Cambria CSD met on Thursday to discuss closing a funding gap for the skate park project. CSD's available funds was calculated to be only $1.1 million for the project, with an estimated budget of $1.4 million to $1.6. During the meeting, however, Dick Clark, director of Cambria Community Council, announced the nonprofit will provide the funds necessary to fill the gap. Phase 2 of the Creston Corridor Improvement Project is set to begin Monday, July 13th, with utility investigations. One segment of the project is the roundabout at Rolling Hills, and another is roadwork from Melody to Niblick. Traffic control will be in place on Creston Road from Orchard to Niblick during construction. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny skies today with highs in the upper 90s. It's 64 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services. No matter how big the problem, you'll appreciate the professional and affordable pest control service. Call 805-460-0650.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
News. I'm CJ Papa. The fifth and possibly the final day of the preliminary hearing for accused Charlie Kirk assassin Tyler Robinson resumes in Utah.
Charlie Kirk was assassinated here in Utah 10 months ago today. His alleged killer has still not even entered a plea. And yesterday in court, Judge Graff said that even after this week's five-day preliminary hearing, he's not going to make a ruling on whether this goes to trial until at least September.
Fox's Matt Finn in Provo. Sources telling Fox News Qatari negotiators are in Iran working with the U.S. to meet with Iranian officials in an effort to de-escalate the situation and create the conditions for peace negotiations to resume. Wildfire in southern Spain kills at least a dozen people. Aircraft dropping water on the fire to try and douse the flames. America is listening to Fox News.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner-broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
Rich London, what's happening at the mattress specialist these hot summer days?
Well, not only is it hot out there, Gary, but the prices are hot in here. As you can see, Gary, I got mattresses everywhere. They're almost through the ceiling, but of course, it's getting used to that now. People come in, they go, wow, you're not kidding. I'm not kidding. I got things on sale because I'm constantly getting things in. I'm getting the deals for everybody.
The mattress specialist is at 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles. At Michael's Optical, our opticians in Atascadero fit and adjust glasses with precision, comfort, and confidence. At Michael's Optical, they offer expert repairs, all with a personal touch. And because of their certification with the American Board of Opticianry, Michael's Optical's opticians have a distinct understanding of your eyeglass prescriptions. At Michael's Optical, we have an in-house finishing lab, which means faster processing time for your prescription. And don't forget, the summer savings on sunglasses at Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real in Atascadero, where Michael and Kathy Nutt have been providing fashionable eyewear for 47 years.
Look at us, look at us, look at us, look at us. To look your best, just look at us.
Michael's Optical.
The City of Atascadero Saturdays in the Park Summer Concert Series is happening most every Saturday evening through the summer. Enjoy dancing all summer to great rock, country, blues, and more. All concerts are free and everyone is encouraged to bring a blanket or a low back chair. There'll also be delicious concert grub available for purchase. It's Saturdays in the Park Summer Concert Series at the Atascadero Lake Park Bandstand. Saturdays from 6:30 to 8:30. Brought to you by Mechanics Bank. For more, go to visitatascadero.com.
Conservative patriots and freedom lovers, join the Republican Party of San Luis Obispo County for our biggest event of the year, the Lincoln Reagan Trump Dinner, celebrating America's 250th birthday, August 1st at the Raven Ranch in Templeton. Featured speaker is Trump defender Devin Nunes. General admission tickets, $150, with VIP at $250. Early bird pricing still on till July 15th. Seating is limited and this event will sell out. Visit rpsloc.org for tickets today. Paid for by the Republican Party of San Luis Obispo County.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, the replacement window masters. Sunny and hot, highs in the upper 90s. Clear tonight, overnight lows right around 60. Then we'll cool down a little bit for the next 3 days. Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, low 90s. Tuesday, mid-90s, 100 on Wednesday. Upper 90s Thursday and upper 80s. A week from today. Today's UV index will be 10 up and down, 5:56 a.m., 8:21 p.m. We are at 66 degrees. Weather with brought to you by Paso Robles Glass. You'll love the Milgard Trinsic Series windows and doors. Again, Darsh and Kenny coming up this afternoon. Open mic Friday. Excuse moi. Email into the studio, Kevin at kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of speech is brought to you by Reds On Time Plumbing. When you need them, 24-7, they'll be there, 805-466-6188. We are on the backstretch headed for home. Call or text 238-5775, 238-KPRL.
Is she really going out with him?
Well, there she is. Let's ask her.
Betty, is that Jimmy's ring you're wearing?
Mm-hmm.
Gee, it must be great riding with him. Is he picking you up after school today? By the way, where'd you meet him?
I met him at
KPRL.
He turned around and smiled at me. You get the picture?
Yes, we see.
That's when I fell for
the Morning Exchange.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen, boys and the girls. All right. Okay, so a little something here, more on technology, if you will. So we received an email from the FCC. And not just we, but all radio stations would have gotten this. Okay, so The FCC is coming out with new rules regarding network security. And this must be implemented by all stations. This specifically covers the network distribution of audio to transmitters. This is to protect against bad actors from taking over transmission equipment and broadcasting their chosen content. Okay, so increased password complexity of web-connected equipment. Other FCC requirements will require to change some of the network routing equipment, et cetera, et cetera. This is to increase security on our internet-facing transmission equipment. And obviously, there is a significant cost to this. But my point of this is the technology that we have, while great, there is a lot of concern, well, obviously, of security issues. And as Chris noted the other day, they've got all our information. And people are voluntarily putting more apps on their devices and so forth in the name of whatever it may be, as far as they're concerned. I just think less is better. Less is better. But you can only do so much because there are, you know, it's just the way. When I look at this type of thing, I don't know if I get disgusted or it's like, you know what, we've got some serious problems. Hi, good morning.
Morning, Kevin. So you're talking about a breach of security. We have fuel cards for all our equipment, and I have some for CFN and for Pacific Pride, which are nationwide cards. Mm-hmm. I got a call from our salesman this morning down there at our local Eagle Energy where they supply the CFN cards. We have to go in and change all of our PIN numbers on all of our cards because the companies that run credit for CFN and J.B. Duer have had a breach, and you're getting charges that don't belong to you. So I'm like you. Why are we not protected from this kind of mumbo-jumbo stuff? It's really irritating.
Well, you know, I've brought this up several times over the years, and even last night, Linda and I were talking about it. It's hard for me to believe that we can't find out who these people are that's doing this, even if they're out of the country.
I agree with you 100%. I do not know. I don't understand. I'm a mechanical kind of guy. This engine's in these, how you search and all this. Why can't they find these people? And it's ridiculous. I don't. I'm like you. I don't understand it. I really don't. I guess I'm a chucklehead.
Well, so you guys are in for a major pain in the neck in the next few days.
Yeah, they're all changing tonight at 5:00. Both companies. I got a call from the J.B. Duer, who's our Pacific Pride, and then Eagle Energy's a CFN. And it's odd that they both called this morning and said, "Hey, you got to change." We only have to change one number apparently, but I've got 10 cards for each one, and and I got to tell all the guys how to. Yeah, what a pain in the neck. Yeah, well, it's more of a pain in the neck.
Yeah, well, you know, at least I guess the good side is they caught something.
They've caught it, and what they told me to do, which I do, I scrutinize all the bills, and trust me, if they don't match up with what I got, I don't pay it. And he says, that's the safest way. We haven't had any issues yet, but they've had a lot of customers to find out about it, and the only way they found out at CFN locally was customers were complaining, and they started looking into it, and they got a hold of the company. So, oh, yeah, we had a breach, and we've had this. They didn't even notify anybody there was a breach until somebody said something. It's ridiculous. And they want us to go cashless and use our cards. And, you know, I've had my debit card. I don't use it anymore. I use a credit card. But I have my debit card twice at Target years ago. The number stolen and all these charges. And, you know, I deal with B of A. They have a really good fraud protection, in my opinion. But, get my money back.
So in this type of situation, if you guys get charged and you didn't, but as long as you don't pay, you're not going to lose.
Well, if it's not a legitimate charge, I have to tell them, and they'll take it off. They understand what's going on. So I don't have to pay for the charge that was done, you know, in another state. You know, the only time the card gets used out of state is when I travel back to, you know, Kansas or wherever I'm going. The rest of the time, the cards are pretty much at a station in Paso or in a Tascadero. You know, they're not. I'm not traveling. None of my guys are traveling except for myself usually, and that's once a year. So I check all the stations and everything. But anybody listening out there, all you construction companies, pay attention and get a hold of your supplier because you may get some crazy charges.
All right. Thank you so much for the heads up. That's very important.
All right, Kevin. Have a good weekend. Stay cool.
All right. You too. Bye. 238-5775, 238-KPRL again, which you can text. There's something that came out regarding the Newsom and the public colleges, that the governor, his final budget, it's going to send more than $1 billion to University of California's, universities around California. They sent them hundreds of millions of dollars in new public spending. And it was just tempered by Democrats in Sacramento to reject bond measures that could have awarded campuses billions more. Now, the changes were enshrined in the state budget. That's the 26-27. Students were also the major beneficiaries as lawmakers continued to support one of the nation's most generous state financial aid programs. The Cal Grant, which generally covers tuition and partial tuition at private colleges, remains fully funded as a part of an ongoing commitment by lawmakers and Newsom to keep student costs down. Well, the students' costs are down because they're getting the bargain from the taxpayers. Taxpayers should not be paying for kids to go to college. That's their parents. Let's see. Receiving the Cal Grants will have their tuition charges waived, even as schools continue to raise tuition. And more affordable student housing may be built soon if voters approve a bond that lawmakers and Newsom put on the ballot for November. Again, you have to think about this. Now, okay, so you, the taxpayers, are going to be giving billions of dollars to colleges. Colleges. We're not talking K through 12. Stanford University. They have an endowment of $40 billion. University of Southern California, $8.8 billion. California Pomona College, $3.3 billion. The list goes on and on of the endowments of these colleges around California. And the taxpayers are giving them money. Does anybody think that that's right? Anybody? You know, let us know. Just think about that. They're these billions and billions of dollars. Let's see here. Back in February on the text, back in February, March, it was announced that Riverside from 17th to 24th would be fixed before the fair starts, along with 24th Street. More lip service from over. No, they were doing the sidewalks and some of the ramps. That's what was going on. And there are, the city isn't doing this work per se. They have, contracts with some companies and so forth. So, hold on. They've got this major one coming up now. And matter of fact, I think they're going to be doing our area as well down at the end of the year. So, just hold on tight. Hold on tight. Let's see here. Oh, okay, phone call. Good. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Kevin. Hey, on your news this morning on your station, Governor Newsom he was commenting on the Plattner situation, saying that we should have vetted him a little bit better. I don't know where he's coming from, but you know anybody could run for office, and they don't have to be vetted by their party. So it's not an appointment, and it just kind of shows his mentality when it comes to, you know, democracy. And I just wanted to kind of point that out. So,
well, you know, there's a bill going on now. I don't know if you heard about it, about the Don Addis on who can and cannot run for office based on some criminal behavior.
Well, I mean, all that good, you know, just I think the voters, you know, will make that decision. Well, maybe not a good decision, but
okay.
You know, the vetting process goes by the voting system. That's the vetting process. He's come, you know, and it's just another, you know, it's just another, to me, it's another, it demonstrates that Newsom is above all, and that he, you know, he didn't go through the, you know, we didn't vet him very well. Well, it's not a process of your party vetting him. Anybody, like I said, anybody can run. UI, that's the voting process is the vetting process.
Okay, so that leads to a question here, because I'm tying this in with John Addis's bill. Do you think, and I'm not trying to put you on the spot here, because it brings up what I'm kind of getting at, do you think that anybody, regardless of what they've done, as long as they are out in society and free, should be able to run for office?
Well, I would have to say they would be let the voters vet that. If it was a child molester, it's going to come out. You know, I don't know, Kevin. I mean,
well,
I guess.
Okay, what I'm getting at is, if you want to look at, you know, the Constitution, Bill of Rights, whatever, is that what you're saying is, you know what? Let the people decide, and if they want to elect somebody who did, you know, X, Y, or Z, then that's the people's choice.
Well, isn't that the process? Isn't that what the process is supposed to be?
It's supposed to be, but obviously there are rules and regulations, you know, age, citizenship, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah. Well, hey, and I just have another comment. You know, you guys are talking about ATM cards and credit cards and that. And my son brought up a good point. He travels abroad, and I'll be traveling abroad. And he told me to use my Apple Pay. And with Apple Pay, you basically tie your ATM card to it. And every time you use the Apple Pay, like at a restaurant, gas station, whatever, wherever it's at, you know, you just put your phone up and it pays through your Apple Pay, which represents your account. And every time Apple Pay is used, it gives a number, like an Apple credit card number, but it changes every time, so they can't, if somebody got it, they couldn't use it twice or three times or four times.
Okay, so it would be like a code that you get, you know, sometimes when you're trying to enter something. Okay, here's your code, but it's only a one-time code.
Yeah, it provides to the vendor. I usually like paying cash, but I'm going to, you know, Europe, and I don't want to go through the whole exchange, you know, figuring out the exchange process. So I'm going to have to use a credit card or ATM card. So he told me that was the best way to, you know, that once you give them that card, or you do it through your phone. You just touch your phone to their, you know, to their machine, and the phone, and then you have an account. That account, then it's money's taken out of your account, put in that account to pay that bill, and it changes every time. I don't know if that makes sense.
No, it does. Has your son said, because you mentioned cash, is most of Europe still accepting cash?
He does it with card because the countries he's been, he didn't want to sit there and figure out the exchange rate, like the pound. I kind of know what the pound is, but the countries I'm going to, I don't understand. They're not the euro or the pound, so I don't want to have to figure it out. And I'm going to multiple countries, so I don't want to have multiple currencies. Does that make sense?
Oh, heck yeah. It makes a lot of sense. Well,
so,
enjoy the trip.
Well, yeah. But No, that's and I'm going to start using it more because I've been hacked a couple times, and usually at gas stations, to where you the machines that you slide your card, they put readers on them. This machines, the gas stations that you kind of you tap it, they're a little bit harder to hack. Mm-hmm. But and look at gas stations that are open 24 hours versus gas stations that are open, they close at 10. Those are the ones you're going to get hacked because people go in there at midnight and put their little hack machine on there. So,
oh, okay, something to think about. Yeah. All right. Well, again, thanks for the information and enjoy your trip whenever you go.
Oh yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. 238-5775, 238-KPRL, or you can text. Let's see here. Cited for eating while driving. You can get cited. Well, we know you can get cited. We stated that. The code section would be the vehicle. Blah, 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 blah. No person shall drive a vehicle upon a highway at a speed greater than is reasonable or prudent, having due regard for weather, visibility, the traffic on, and the surface and width of the highway, and in no event at a speed which endangers the safety of persons or property. The safe speed for eating while driving would be noted as zero on the citation. Okay, well, again, but this goes back to this technology on this telemetrics or whatever it's called, that if it's allowed, or even the insurance companies may say, okay, we want you to have this in your vehicle, because then they can tell what you're doing and et cetera, et cetera. So if you're doing behaviors, even though it's not against the law, could the insurance companies deem that, well, you know, we think that this is a potential for some danger, so we're going to have to raise your rates. And we also think that having a dog in your lap, because they'd be able to tell. So again, we're just looking at technology, and again, we can't say this will never happen, they'll never do that, because we've seen too much of those things that we look back on and say, oh my gosh, I can't believe they're doing that, or they've done it. So again, just something to think about. And again, I need to clarify, I'm not advocating for the dog or the eating be outlawed. But the reason why I mentioned it, because, well, somebody did bring it up, is the hypocrisy in the government and safety and laws. Because in many cases, as you know, that we've repeated for over 20 years, the Jack O'Connell, if we can save just one. Well, if we can save just one, then why are we allowing people to eat cheeseburgers while they're driving? It's dangerous, isn't it? Minimize. All right, just a little something to throw out while you'll be out and about this weekend, probably grabbing a bite to eat and driving somewhere. Okay, let's see here. What do we have on this day in history? In 1925, the monkey trial. John Scopes, by the way, he's from Louisville. He goes on trial for teaching evolution. And I always recommend the movie, and I always forget the name of the movie. Spencer Tracy. Gene Kelly's in it, but it's a terrible role. Inherit the Wind. It is so well written, and it talks about the trial. If you ever get a chance, I highly recommend that. I think it's from 1960 or 1962. All right, that's it for today.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. Phase 2 of the Creston Corridor Improvements Project is set to begin Monday, July 13th, with utility investigations. One segment of the project is the roundabout at Rolling Hills. Another is roadwork from Melody to Niblick. Traffic control will be in place on Creston Road from Orchard to Niblick during construction. Caltrans announced there will be full overnight ramp closures throughout San Luis Obispo County beginning Monday, July 13th. Closures will take place at different places along Highway 1 and the 101 from 7:30 p.m. to 7 a.m. Signs will be posted to alert travelers in advance. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 90s. It's 65 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
This afternoon, 12:30 till 2, open mic Friday. Darsh and Kenny will be in. Enjoy that. Tomorrow morning, Pure Country. Then at 7 o'clock, a couple hours of wheeling and dealing with Diane on the country store. Jimmy's in, making sure the vehicles are running just mighty fine. And, of course, Gary Brill on the jukebox. Enjoy your weekend. Stay cool. Make sure the animals and you are hydrated. And we'll be back Monday. Continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops small business. Keep that cash local while you continue to live as free Americans. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic Service.
Where the North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.